Whether you want to escape the snow or plan it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's AURUSmedical.com.
This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
All right, so the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. We are at Graham Sessions 2017, but a non-attendee, Tracy,
share.
You just literally wandered into the conference, or what? How did you get here?
Not you knew a friend.
I know most of the people attending. Many of the people.
Let's not wiggle the microphone around Okay. Like it's a, you know, it's just a magic wand.
Point it towards your mouth hole.
He is very sassy. So I know many of the people attending. Yes, I'm from Orlando, and it happens to be in St. Pete. And to get an excuse to go to the beach and hang out with friends.
I hate people who live in awesome places.
Right?
Like, why didn't I think of that?
Where are you from?
I'm from New York, but now I live in D.C., which is awesome. But like, so much in the January-ish portion of the year.
Right.
It's not really like hang out. I don't have any pants on right now.
They're just
shorts. I mean, I don't want to paint a visual. It's radio. But yeah, but like you'd have to wear pants right now if you're in D.C. And they're like prisons.
Right,
so who
right.
wants that? All right, so
you
Tracy,
what's
your...
don't have pants on right now.
She's used to people not having pants.
You can't talk right now if you're off microphone. You have to come closer is my point. Come closer to talk.
We can do this together, Carrie.
All right, so Carrie, who we talked to earlier, is talking off mic, and she's saying you're like a pelvic floor expert.
Yes,
I'll
I'm
say
a pelvic
that.
Health
you don't have
specialist.
To, like, I know. Like people don't like to pat themselves on the back. Like, yes, I'm an expert on the pelvic floor.
Yes.
I get it. But you're like, you know, getting down with the down under is my ballpark.
Absolutely, yes. Men and women, yes.
Whoa.
Both.
So ballpark it for me. When you go to work for a week, male to female ratio, pelvic floor work, what are you doing?
At this point in my practice, it's about 40% men, 60% women.
Shit, that close to 50-50?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because there aren't many places that men can go for pelvic health. And what happens is if a man has a pelvic health issue, they are limited to going to, let's say, a urologist. And then if they don't get help from there, they have no other options. So someone like myself who has lots of experience in dealing with pelvic health for men, that's what happens is they find someone like
that. All right. So walk this through me because I've had pelvic health experts on my show before. Mainly we've talked about the women issue.
Yes.
I'm a dude.
Yes.
So I've got all the functional dude parts.
Okay.
So if I
because you're not wearing pants, yes.
Right. So right. What are the dude issues that dudes are coming in for with you?
Can we go any? Can we go all?
We this we is can, a, first of all okay. this is fucking America.
Okay.
Second of all, this is a podcast.
Okay. So essentially, there are many different things that men may have, but the primary things we see are post-prostate surgery issues.
Okay.
So they could have erectile dysfunction or function issues. They
okay,
could
so
have
can't maintain an erection, can't get an erection.
Urinary leakage issues. So that happens with post-prostate surgeries.
Didn't know that. Okay, good.
And so if we can get them before the prostate surgery, even better.
In terms of strengthening?
Strengthening, functional things to look out for after surgery that should help them progress better. So that's one segment. But I actually specialize more in pelvic pain. So I deal with men who have, and we don't talk about this. It's a very shameful area that's really not talked about a lot. But I help men who have testicle pain, who have...
On a regular basis, like with an activity or just they have testicle pain?
It depends. I mean, sometimes it's with sitting, sometimes it's with activity. It depends. So it could be testicle pain, painful erection, painful ejaculation. Painful sitting, cannot sit for even 2 minutes without having severe pain. It could be potentially the pudendal nerve, which is the big thing that I focus on. But there's many different pelvic neuralgias and other problems in this area.
And nobody wants to talk about that.
We don't talk about it, right. So
I bet you a lot of your patients, I'm going to guess anyway, they're coming in after they've Googled shit for a long time.
Right.
And they haven't found maybe an answer and they come to... And but I mean, even coming to someone, that's hard, right?
It's
I mean,
hard.
I'm just a dude. I'm imagining having testicular pain and being having to say, look someone in the eye and say, so my balls
hurt. But you know what? Every single guy that's come in to see me says the same thing. You get to the point where you say, I have a real problem here and I need help. and I see that you have expertise in this area. This is what you do on a regular basis. It's not embarrassing anymore. Like I,
it's still embarrassing, it's, though,
okay,
I bet.
I guess I should say, it's some of them will say, I'm at the point where I just want the help.
Right. I don't give a shit how embarrassed. Right.
I'm
the embarrassment
ready to,
is here, and
right,
but the pain
but
is
really
above
need
that,
the help.
So let's just solve this.
And what I think I do best, and what I think what we do best as pelvic health therapists, is we're like a triage to say, do you really need, is it musculoskeletal in origin, or is it something else? Do you need something else? And we can help them figure out where to go. Sometimes it's hidden hernias, for example. So you could have a hernia that's causing problems.
Like a referred pain.
Yes. Sometimes we find, this is an interesting case. I had a patient who had, after 2 years of dealing with testicular pain, he was standing one day at work and had the worst pain. He dropped down to the floor. The worst testicular pain ever. Just out of the blue. He's healthy in his 30s. So the first thing we think is testicular torsion.
Twisting.
Right. But turns out he went to the ER and that's not what it was.
What was it?
Okay. And I bring the story up because I think this is so important for differentials and for why we should be involved in this. Okay. This person went to urologists and long story short, he had injections done. He had a, what's called a neurectomy in that area done.
Say
to
it again.
Neurectomy or neurolysis. Of the nerves near that spermatic cord that basically cut the nerves a little bit to see if that would stop the sensory part.
Oh, fuck, really?
Okay. Absolutely no change. He then ended up having what's called an orchiectomy.
Jesus,
so he had
a lot of words that I don't like.
He actually had a testicle removed, surgically removed. Still, he said he woke up with the same exact pain. The minute he woke up, he was like, you know, he used some expletives.
What was
it? When I did his evaluation, I found that if I actually did mobilization or any kind of active treatment, but passively to him, was that actually at S2 segment, it was reproducing all of his testicular pain, even though he didn't even have his testicle anymore. It was still coming from S2, but it was only done by an MRI, and that was the only testing. So, of course, MRI showed nothing, but no, you know, urologists aren't doing, they're not doing spinal testing at all, right? So this is a person that when I put him in the right positions and did some spinal work on him, he immediately said he had like hours worth of relief and he had never had that before.
But
so,
he went through the worst shit possible.
Yes, and he was told, I mean, he was in so much pain that he was willing to do whatever it takes. And that's what we see is that we see patients who have gone through so much and we can't necessarily help everyone. We can certainly help triage these types of things, or we can at least help see, is there a musculoskeletal component? Right. Is there a spinal component?
We've talked about pelvic floor stuff briefly on this show. And
yeah.
I like to think my show is kind of more like I'm going to visit different areas of PT a lot. And,
right.
our audience is physical therapists. So I just want people to hear stuff, but man, like that's important. And I don't think many people are getting to that.
Right.
I mean, I'll be honest. If that was me, I'd probably, and as like outgoing as I am, I'd probably keep my mouth shut.
Right.
So I'd probably suck it up. You know, like they said, that guy was like 2 years of testicular pain, and you're going to deal with that. But I don't doubt it.
And I mean, this is every, I mean, I have patients that are, I mean, we're talking months of waiting for this because it's so important and to them, and it's their whole life, but yet they're put on hold. They put their whole life on hold because
it's the worst.
It's, I mean, that's
good for you for doing that.
And that's why I love it so much, is that not because they're in suffering or pain. I love that there's help for it. And we really try to provide some good answers, at least direction,
right,
when they haven't received any direction.
Right.
We're working our brain and our brachioradialis at the same time. This is the PT Pinecast, brewed by Arius PT Staffing. Want a job? Ask Arius.
Considering a travel assignment over the holidays, or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Arius Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Arius at 1-800-340-2619. Or visit AureusMedical.com. That's AureusMedical.com.
Do you treat patients with chronic pain, recurring sports injuries, or posture issues? Then check out Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Stickier, stretchier,
and superior to competing tapes. Rock Tape stays on through any activity
for up to 7 days.
Physical therapists qualify for medical pricing. Get started at rocktape.com/start. Rock Tape also offers CEUs nationwide, so you can learn how to use the world's best tape
with cutting-edge, evidence-informed techniques
while earning the continuing education credits you need.
Get started at rocktape.com.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
All right, let's see. You're a pelvic floor physical therapist. I'm coming to you, and I've gotten to that point where I'm like, I don't give a shit anymore. I'm just going to talk about this.
Right.
My undercarriage hurts, whatever.
Yeah.
How do you make that not awkward? Because literally, you're female. I'm a dude.
Yeah.
Physical therapy in terms of modern... knowledge is supposed to be like, you know, bridges and, right. you know, clamshells and stuff like that. But now I've got to take my pants off or walk me through that. I don't know.
Right. How so obviously those of us that have done it for a long time, we have a way of respect. You have a way of setting a stage when you've done it for a while to kind of know what people are most comfortable with.
But that's hard.
It is very hard. And there is a definite art to that.
Trust.
We try to explain that it's going to be as comfortable to what they would like us to go to. We don't ever go beyond boundaries that they're not comfortable with. Right. Okay. And essentially, at some point, depending on the condition, I mean, if it's truly like I think they're going to have an abdominal hernia or inguinal hernia, we may not have to have them drop trowel. But essentially, we...
But as a guy, I'm just envisioning if I'm coming to a pelvic health therapist, literally, if I'm just picturing myself as this. Like, if I'm coming to you, I'm coming to Tracy tomorrow, the day before, it's catastrophe time. I'm like, I'm going to have to like, take my pants off. I'm going to be sitting there. Right. I'm going to be exposed. Like, I'm thinking that. I'm being just generally honest with you as I'm on the couch right here.
Right.
So how do you make them comfortable? Hold on. You can listen. How do you make them comfortable with that?
Some of it's just a true, like, can you get rapport without pants on or off? It's more just, like, talking to them, making them feel comfortable with asking them their symptoms, asking a really nice history, really good history, and really making sure that you're speaking to them and listening to them prior to even doing that. And then I say the standard thing we do is we have you undress from the waist down. You go underneath the sheet, and I only do it to your comfort level. So if you're not comfortable at any point, please let me know. And if you'd rather...
Yeah, but I'm a dude. I'm like going to suck it up and everything like that. But like, I will probably be uncomfortable, but I'm not going to tell you, right? Do you see that or not? I mean, I'm just...
I've seen all ranges. I've seen people that are already undressing before we've even spoken.
Oh, that's weird.
To
I'm going to be honest. For me, it's weird.
Yeah, because they're ready. They're like, I just want to get the help for it.
It's not that weird.
Okay. Others that truly we say, let's just do it. Let's talk today. Let's do a history today. And then next time you come in, we'll go ahead and do an exam as long as you're comfortable.
All right. So next generation of physical therapists, right? Yeah. They're coming out and then maybe they're a little bit interested in pelvic health.
Yeah.
You know, the field is mostly female. What would you say to those females who are going to work with males?
Well, that's been a big topic. And this is my biggest thing that I can share that I think is a take home is that not everyone will be comfortable. A female therapist seeing a male and that's okay. But I'm saying even from a comfort level, a therapist may truly not feel comfortable treating a man. So we never say you have to see a man. Okay. But we also challenge them and say, what are the things that are holding you back from seeing men? Because so many men do need help. And maybe seeing if there's a way to bridge that gap.
So just bringing it up.
Bringing it up, getting them comfortable. I think
it is. I know we say that in a lot of, you know, like we've had like, Carrie Pagliano and Sarah Haig on the show. Like, it's a muscle group. It's ortho in a warm, dark place.
But there is a difference.
Let's be honest here. Like, I understand it should be so simple.
Yeah.
It's not. But let's respect that. Let's say it is to the client. To me, it would be.
Right.
It would be different.
And there's two things, too. One is that we try to have a chaperone or someone on site because there are
third person
patients.
In the room, you mean,
not necessarily even in the room. We give that option, but even just on site because sometimes it doesn't feel comfortable to be by myself in a room. So that we give that option and for myself as well. And then secondly is I don't ever force a therapist to think that they have to do that and vice versa. It's just, it's really a comfort level.
Okay, cool. Okay. I like it. So every episode we usually record is a pint. Before we're done with pint, we do shots.
Okay.
Are you comfortable with shots? I want to make sure you're comfortable. It's a whole,
yes.
It's a theme. So shots, so parting shots of wisdom.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum. Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise for pain science and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at optumfellowship.com.
Okay.
You're going to give a shot of wisdom to the field of what they should think about pelvic floor physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
What's your parting shot of wisdom?
I think the take-home message is we have such shame around the pelvic area.
Big time.
When really every single person in the world has a pelvis. Every single person has a pelvic floor. And the statistics show, particularly around childbirth, for example, for women, 2/3 of women at some point in their life have probably had some sort of pelvic floor, either pain or dysfunction, whether it's temporary or long-term. And so we know that that's actually quite prevalent. And so instead of thinking of it as some sort of anomaly, I think it's really something that I want to make more mainstream, that we're all just talking about. And that the other, one of the examples I use a lot, and maybe this is another shot, is, so you take a woman.
You can take two shots.
Okay, all right, I'm going to take a second shot here.
Double shot.
Let's say a woman broke her hip. So she fractured her hip, she fell, and the underlying reason was that she was actually trying to rush to the bathroom because she had stress or urge urinary incontinence.
Okay.
And couldn't make it in time and tripped and fell. So what we're doing is we're doing this great rehab on her hip and we're doing balance, we're doing strengthening, and she's going through home health, she's going through outpatient orthopedic. you're missing the underlying reason. So you're putting that person in the same exact situation again, but we haven't really addressed the fact that she's got this urge incontinence that can potentially be helped as well. That is the reason why she ended up racing to the bathroom for that problem. So that's one example of we didn't ask the right questions maybe during rehab to figure out, and she may have even been embarrassed because she didn't feel like it was the right environment, but we aren't even asking the questions to see if we can also get these people the right help.
And if we're not asking the question, that's our fault. If the patient's in front of you, they've done their job. They've come in front of you. And if you're not asking the right questions, that's on you.
So one of the things I always recommend is why doesn't every single physical therapy place have an actual, just a quick screening questionnaire, four questions that just are very, that you say, we do this for every single patient. If you're uncomfortable, you don't have to fill it out, but it'll really help us to know your overall health. Why are we making it so taboo and putting it in a separate section? Why aren't we making it just part of, right?
I like it.
I probably have shots 3 and 4, but I think that's good for now. Unless
very much. I appreciate you stepping by the fire pit after the Graham sessions.
Yes.
And thanks for getting down the pelvic floor with us.
Yes. Just keep that in mind for all of you PTs out there that really, I know there's a lot of jokes about pelvic health. It seems so strange, but really.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's different. But at the same time, it also is very, very serious.
And it's critical.
I poke fun at it too.
Right.
Point, but I also realize how serious it is.
Right. And it's critical, and I think that the more we start these conversations, you'd be surprised how many people are dealing with these issues, and they're just not speaking up. So,
Tracy, thanks for stopping by.
All right.
Appreciate
thank you.
Podcasting. It's a great way to reach a huge audience. We're portable, free to download, and can be heard across the planet. Here on the PT Pinecast, we can paint a picture for your company to help spread your message to physical therapists across the world. With our show, we can put pictures into people's minds. Here, let me show you what I mean. Like if I push this button right here, I can take you back to the Jurassic era when T-Rex roamed the earth. And when I click on this,
I'm behind the wheel of a race car, driving fast and turning left. Shake it back, boys!
We paint pictures with sound and can paint a picture of your company on our show that'll leave an impression. To have us paint for you and spread your message to PTs across the world, contact us online at ptpinecast.com. Let's see what this button does.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.